23-cent to a 5-cent non-rebate, would that need to be legislated?
I would imagine, yeah.
I mean, the question for the committee is, what do you want to recommend to the county council?
Well, I don't know that we're ready. I don't know that we're ready to make a recommendation with the information that we've got. We need to know, first of all, how much is actual aviation revenue for that $215,000? Because we're questioning if that number's right. So number one is, how much of it is the aviation? Number two is, what is that total dollars?
Total dollars for?
That they collect. Number three, how much of it's refunded? How much does people actually ask to be refunded? And then number four would be the net dollars that the state makes off of that. Now, if we knew how many gallons, by knowing the total number, the total dollars in tax, we can figure out how many gallons that is. And I would think that we could propose either 5 or 5.5 or 6 cents tax that would equate to the total number of gallons. You're getting away from the refund. What I'm after.
Yeah, and you get away from the obscenely large 23 cents that scares away business.
The next, yeah, so the net loss to the state would be technically zero, which would bring in more aircraft to fuel in Delaware because the prices are more competitive, and therefore would actually be a gain. But those are the numbers.
Well, I'll get a breakdown of how they came up with that number, but you know, that was part of their study. Was, you know, they came up with the bottom line of $215,000 a year. I'll get you some more details for next
time.
They
have it in their budget somewhere because of the FOIA issues that they need to be transparent. Where the revenue is coming from, what sources. So they should be able to have it fairly close.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, this was a study Randall Wiedemann did for DALDAT, and he's got all that. He's got all the numbers and. I'll talk to Bobby Dyer and whoever. But I'll get details for next time.
Because
that's.
If we can show where there possibly is a proposed net gain because of the proposed increase in sales because of being more competitive, that would be something that they would be willing to take a look at. You know, the aircraft registration fees. A lot of those 13,000 are probably going to move elsewhere. I don't know.
I don't think so. Like I said, if you own a 747 and you're incorporated in Delaware, $500 a year is nothing. And that's the opinion we got from people that we talked to in developing that number. So.
But this group, you know, if they want to be in, you know, have a vested interest in it, they kind of just want to see it themselves instead of taking somebody's word for it, I guess.
It's
kind of the way that.
On both.
On both the corporate registration fee and the, you know, if you look at it and you see the numbers and you go, oh yeah, that's a no-brainer, we need to do that, then at least you've seen it with your own eyes. You're not just trusting somebody that says, whether it's you or Bobby or Randall or whoever.
I mean, you're getting the Reader's Digest version here. I mean, this was pretty well studied, and I don't have all the background to give you tonight, but, you know, that, like I said.
You've done more than I would have prepared with. I don't know how my name got there, but I will be glad to, between now and next meeting, I can make a couple phone calls and call Danny Short and start inquiring.
I'd let him, because Jim deals with Bobby Garr.
I just want to know more about the process involved, how that's legislated, and there's committees upstate that moved over there.
I mean, Danny Short was one of the ones that was going to sponsor the jet fuel tax. And,
okay, good.
He's pretty familiar with both pieces of legislation.
I deal with issues.
I've been to these advisory committee meetings, and I spoke my piece, and this tax is just going to flow right to me. I mean, it's going to take money out of the FBOs. It's just another increase in tax.